Welcome to the GTM Lifecycle Playbook. If you're hearing this, you're about to run one of these projects or build a piece of one, and this is your 5-minute download before you open the repo. The goal here isn't to teach you revenue operations. You know that. It's to get you into the right mindset and walk you through the 4 phases every one of these projects moves through: blueprint, build, enable, and maintain. Here's the big idea. GTM Lifecycle is the project where we take a company's messy, half-defined go-to-market and turn it into one clean, instrumented system. Every motion, every stage, every field, every dashboard, defined and wired together. It is one of the most repeatable projects we run. And with the tooling we have now, a good one can go from a blank repo to deployed in about half a day. So move like that's possible, because it is. Phase 1 is blueprint. This is where you figure out how the business actually sells before you touch a single field. You run research on their systems and their company, and you come back with their motions: product-led, sales-led, enterprise, mid-market, velocity, and their regions. Then you map their current world onto our standard. And we do have a standard. Leads run new lead, MQL, SAL, SQL, with a decision tree at MQL that routes a record to disqualified or into a nurture funnel. New business opportunities move through demo booked, demo completed, use case defined, proposal sent, negotiation completed, and then closed. Customers get their own account stages, from pre-kickoff to mature adoption. Renewals and expansions each get their own record type and their own funnel. And a POC? 9 times out of 10, its own object. The move in blueprint is not to reinvent. It's to recommend the standard, map their old stages to the new ones, and show them what their pipeline looks like in the new world. Their new open pipeline, backfilled from wherever they've been tracking it, even if that's a spreadsheet or a stack of order forms. Then you sit with them and you let them add, remove, and confirm. Some of that is just relationship. People want to be heard. Bake that in. It's part of the value we deliver. Phase 2 is build, and this is where the repo earns its keep. Every field, every global value set, every record type, every flow for lifecycle timestamps and rollups, every validation rule, it's already scaffolded to our standard. On Salesforce, an agent reads the blueprint, customizes the metadata to match, and hands you, the engineer, a diff. Standard, blueprint, and package side by side. You review it, you approve it, you deploy to sandbox or production. HubSpot is a little more hands-on today, but the path is the same. And you'll build the dashboard pack. Marketing, sales, customer, and executive roll-up, and funnel analytics that measure conversion and cycle time across every segment. The part that takes the most care in build is the cutover. On a simple instance, you rename the stages in place, and you're done. On a real one, picture a Mistral with 10 or 15 automations hanging off every stage. You do not just flip it. You map every automation first. You consolidate where you can. You stand up your new fields and flows running in parallel, hidden on an admin layout, so the business never feels it. And once you're confident, you hot swap the stage field to the new values, migrate the integrations, and you do it Friday afternoon so it can bake over the weekend. Phase 3 is enable. Every enablement ships 3 things: documentation, a podcast like this one, and live office hours. You brief the broader sales team the Wednesday before, you go live Friday, and you hold hypercare office hours the following Monday and Friday. And here's the part that compounds. We clone this repo for the customer. It becomes part of their brain, the context every future agent draws on. Everything you document here makes the next project faster. Phase 4 is maintain. A GTM system drifts. Salespeople find the cracks in your validation rules. New motions show up. A new CRO walks in with opinions about qualification. So you watch for 2 kinds of triggers. Event-based, like a new motion or a new product line. And time-based, a check-in every 6 months. And at every business review, you compare the live config against the original blueprint, because that gap is the story. See, that's the whole shape of it. Blueprint, build, enable, maintain. Don't over-engineer the process. don't skip the conversation, and lean on the repo. It's built to a standard, so you don't have to be. Open the agent's file, run the checklist, and go build. Good luck out there.